Welcome to this special feature on the radio sports page on KNIA Cable S. I'm Andrew Schneider.
It's pretty hard to beat a perfect championship season. The Pella Christian Eagles and Coach Jerry Nichols.
This week, perhaps the greatest basketball team in the history of Marion County sports will reunite to celebrate a special occasion 30 years ago. In 1990, Pella Christian ran the table on the entire season and rode a 25-0 record to the school's first ever state championship. Before the season began, it had been a decade of success for Eagles basketball, but the frustration for head coach Jerry Nichols and for the players was they weren't able to crack the ceiling and get to the state tournament for the first time.
Well, I think we knew it could be a special season because of everybody that we had coming back, and we had done quite well. I think we won 18 games the year before as well. So I don't think it was ever on our minds that maybe this could be an undefeated season. And of course, one of the early games we had was with Washington, and they were rated number one. And we played them over at Central College here as a home game and actually beat them pretty good. And after that, we kind of got rated high, and we just kind of went game to game.
But the seniors coming back from 1989 marked a possibility that the year could be special, according to Nichols.
We had the makings of a good thing. First of all, we had size. You know, we had 6'7" inside with Mark Van Gorp and Woody and Brent Geedings at the forwards, both 6'4" and solid. Brent especially, really a solid rebounder. And then, you know, Troy Vanderbilt was a good shooting guard. He probably wasn't the best ball handler. And then, of course, as the season progressed, Eric Potovin, who was only a sophomore, he developed into that ball handling guard. And we had good bench, too. You know, the first couple kids off the bench, Brad Wienia, especially as a junior at that particular season, played very well. And he was very athletic. And so, yeah, we had the makings of all the things that go into making a good team at that particular time.
Zone defense for Pella. Here's Potovin. Bounce pass to Van Gorp. Power move. Baseline. And his reverse layup is good.
And that solid unit had years of building chemistry long before the special run, or even their high school years began, according to post player Mark Van Gorp.
I think my teammates and I, we talked, we played together since sixth grade. Even fifth grade for some of us, but as sixth graders, we played, that would be like 1984 when we played morning, noon, and night basketball. I mean, when there wasn't school, we were on the playground. When there was school, every recess we were playing 2-on-2 or 4-on-4, and we always talked about when we were in high school. Then we talked about, you know, when we were going to be seniors. We kept calling that dynasty in 90, and we didn't have a dynasty because, I mean, nobody had been to the state tournament before, and, you know, we just always had it in our heart that we were going to have a special year.
1992 Mr. Iowa Basketball Eric Potovin was a sophomore on the 1990 Eagles and says though the team had a lot of confidence going into the season, there was still some uncertainty about how far they could go.
Going into the season, we all felt pretty good about you know, what we could ultimately become as a team. I think when you have that many seniors and, you know, obviously guys that have played a lot of games, a lot of minutes, a lot of important games, it gives you a sense of security being one of the younger players on the team, kind of these guys have been there, done that before, and hopefully you can kind of follow their lead and, you know, pick up some of the things that that they have obviously learned over their career. So, you know, I knew we felt good coming into the season. You know, obviously what it ultimately became, I don't think any of us had any idea what was going to happen, but and it's certainly a lot of optimism, you know, getting things rolling.
For the Eagles to succeed, Coach Nick says it was about being tested all the way through. And the school had some control over how tough the regular season was, as Pella Christian was in its final season as an independent before joining the Little Hawkeye Conference.
We worked really hard in the, from the early 80s on, after we had our 84 team, which was undefeated going into the sub-state, that we thought this might be the team that gets us there. And then, of course, we ended up losing to Ballard of Huxley. But ever since that point, seemed like we tried the best we could to up the schedule, play tougher teams. And so, you know, even in our last year of independency, which was in 1990, we had Grinnell, we had Washington, we had Ottumwa, we had Newton, we had Urbandale, and we just scheduled the best we possibly could, and we were very successful that season in being able to defeat those, and I think that gave us a good shove into the postseason.
Van Gorp and Pothoven say iron sharpens iron, and the tough schedule was great not only to test the team, but show how far this group was coming in a short amount of time.
We got more and more confident with every game, but as far as me, I was told that we're playing a really tough schedule. You know, we're playing, you know, 30 years ago, yeah, it's a whole different look. We played, you know, Waukee and Johnston and Ottumwa and Pella twice. We played a lot of tough teams. I knew that at the time, but for me personally, I wasn't really so much focused on that because we were just having such a good time. My teammates, Woody Pine, Eric Cotto, and they kept talking about, you know, all these coaches that we were facing that were future Hall of Fame coaches with, you know, 700 win percentage careers, and we were playing 4A schools at the time. That was the biggest class at the time, but had two losses, three losses going into February, and I was aware of it, but as a high school senior, I was just really enjoying each game.
Getting past that hurdle, gave us a lot of confidence, helped us kind of build that momentum and really, start to believe maybe what we could become. And I think also when you look at, obviously, Pella, right? I mean, Pella getting knocked out by them before, coming back and being able to beat them, that always, you know, gives you a lot of confidence kind of starting the season. So I think those two things pretty early on, you know, really kind of pushed us in the right direction and kind of gave us some really good momentum as we got the season started.
I'm on the campus of Central College tonight. It's Pella versus Pella Christian in a Class 2A Boys District Semifinal. Paul Clark with you on the new 92 FM along with Gordon Van Zandt. And Gordon, tonight's ball game figures to be much, much closer than the season opener between these two teams, won by 37 points by Pella Christian.
One of the other big keys, according to Steve DeBrien, Van Gorp and Pothoven, was just how balanced the 1990 team was.
It was really the chemistry, the first part of the season, just the way the bigs on the team meshed with the guards on the team. We had quite a bit of height as well, good ball handling, and really across the board, it was just, you could tell pretty quickly the chemistry was going to be there.
It just took the pressure off because we knew that, you know, like I didn't need to do well that game, or, you know, there wasn't one or two people. We had seven people that played a number of minutes. But the thing about that team, too, our average margin of victory was over 26 points per game for the season. So all of our players, like players 7 through 12, who learned the other team's offense, who they played every practice like it was a tournament or championship game.
Maybe the most important thing to our success the entire season was really balance. I mean, we had a number of guys that on any given night, you know, could lead the team, whether it was scoring, rebounding, defending, you know, being a difference maker in a particular game. From a size standpoint, we obviously had great size, right, with Giddings and Mark and Woody. And, you know, we had Troy there, who was a great ball handler, could shoot it. And then we brought Brad Weaney off the bench, who, from a defensive standpoint, was probably, you know, our strongest defensive player. So really a lot of guys contributed, played huge roles for us.
Eagles working the offense, Pothoven drives in, bounce pass baseline, Vanderbilt went up, shot no good, got his own rebound, shot up, and he fouled.
No question about it. Everybody played good tonight. Everybody was working well as a team, and everybody was hitting their shots. And it was a great victory.
All right, let's move somebody else in here. I'll tell you what, Brent, it seemed like the official was behind you pointing at you all night, but still has to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'd have to say it feels pretty good. First team in all school history to go to state.
Best game of the year for your team?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, congratulations. Brent Giddings, senior forward. By Troy Vandermolen. 24 points tonight, Troy, a career high.
I think I had 25 against Dell last, but otherwise, I don't think I've had a total game like this in my life.
When the 1990 Eagles look back at that special season 3 decades later, there are two games that jump to mind. After PC ran the table in the regular season, they knew then they could be an unbeaten champion. But for the years prior, the trick was even getting there. Head coach Jerry Nichol of the 90 Eagles says a date with Creston was on the docket for the sub-state round, just after they had knocked off rival Pella, then coached by now Hall of Fame Central softball coach George Wares.
We always said that if we could just get to the state tournament, then everything else would work itself out, and it certainly did. So it was just a matter of getting there, you know. And I can remember the sub-state game over at Indianola against Creston, and Creston was very highly rated, and they had a great inside player, and we had our work cut out. And, you know, when the game was over, we had a 50-point win. So it was unbelievable.
For the players, including then-sophomore Eric Pothoven and junior Steve DeBryan, getting to the state tournament was a mental hurdle to overcome.
I think back to kind of, you know, as we started the playoffs, and I forget if Davis County was our first game or not. For some reason, I recall that. But I think, you know, as we started, we were obviously pretty confident. You know, like you had said, a lot of our games we won, you know, fairly handily. And I think that, you know, obviously the competition we played back then certainly helped us as we prepared for the, you know, for the two-way playoffs. But, you know, I think the one question still was, once we got over that hurdle and got to state, right, we had no idea what it was going to be like. We had never experienced it before, obviously, playing in a, you know, in a place that size and, you know, with that many people that we expected to be there. So I think even though we were extremely confident heading into the state tournament, there is still some uncertainty just because it's the first time we have ever experienced that.
The one thing I remember about the sub-state game specifically, before the game, Coach Nichol had us all in the locker room, and he said, guys, just take a moment of silence here. Find a corner in the locker room. Just kind of think about where you're at. Think about the teams before you that have been to this point, and think about what you're going to try to do tonight, kind of for the history of the school and for what you guys, your goals are for the year. So I just remember that silent moment before the game, and then as we all went on the court, that night was just a pretty special night.
The Creston game is one that Mark Van Gorp, the Eagles post player, still hears about to this day.
That night, we just came out knowing we were going to win. It was a very talented Creston team, but yet we just knew that, hey, we're going to be playing in the state tournament this year, and in order to do that, we need to win tonight. And we just knew in our hearts that we're going to be playing in the state tournament. It's not like we overlooked any game. I remember going over the scouting report for the Creston game, and great detail went into that. And there again are, you know, our players 7 through 12 on the bench were prepared to run their offenses of Creston and to show us what they had. And we prepared, but yet we just felt really confident that we were going to win. And it showed. You know, I don't mean to sound arrogant or anything like that, but it just instilled in us that this is our year and we will do what it takes to win. And I have customers now who were on that Creston team and I see weekly. I work with people who were on that Creston team, and every now and then we talk about it. Once every couple of years, we'll bring it up. And they said, too, we could just see it in your eyes that you guys were there was just something special about that team tonight. We just knew when PC walked in the court, we were going to lose.
And while sub-state was extremely important, the team immediately found that higher goal. And that started when they stepped on the floor at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium, or the Barn, the longtime home of the state basketball championships.
I remember very vividly the week of, you know, the state tournament and the couple days leading up to it. I was personally extremely nervous, right? Just like you said, a lot of firsts, a lot of just unknowns. I think the interesting thing was when we finally got up there, and obviously, like you said, the crowds were huge. In a strange way, it was kind of relaxing, right? We certainly had a ton of people on our side. You know, the vast majority of the crowd, I think, was certainly, you know, pulling for us or from Pella. And I think it gave us a lot of confidence and really kind of helped settle us down. So even though the venue was huge, you know, the moment was certainly the biggest one we had ever been in. You know, I think we were pretty relaxed heading into the game, which is kind of strange to say.
The most memorable of the nights on the state run was against a longtime rival.
Jumping up against Essen, I believe. Dave Van Essen and Mark Van Gorp. Ball is up. Tip is controlled by Pella Christian. Woody Klein off to Pothoven. Eagles working left to right on your radio dial.
Head coach Jerry Nichols says while the state championship game may have been the exclamation point on the year, the most critical contest of the season was when they faced Western Christian and their rival Wolfpack in the state semifinals.
The key to everything was the whole Western game. Just unbelievable. We were down early by 21 points, and we're still down, I think, 17 at the half. We had a long hill to go up. We were still down double digits going into the fourth quarter. But in the fourth quarter, we went into our full-court pressure game, and our kids were good at full-court pressure. And our big guys could run the floor, and that really helped us a lot.
The comeback was finished by what still, to this date, is the most important play in Pella Christian basketball history.
He throws it across. It's intercepted by Keating. Gives it off to Potthoven, and he goes in. Woody Klein.
Oh, my God. 58 to 57.
He's the on top by one.
One of the key plays was when we got them to throw the ball from one side of the floor to the other, and Brent Geeding stepped in front of the pass, and Woody Klein was coming around, and just in stride he hit him, and we went in and shot a layup, and it was amazing. And that's on the film or the videos of the game that we watch as well, but it was a key play to the whole season, really.
We were given the freedom to kind of like ad lib as the game goes on. Coach Nichol told us, you know, you got to, you know, be in this quadrant. You got to be in this part of the court. But if you think you can get the steal, you know, he just gave us that freedom to play like we did on the playground, to play like we do in practice, to play like we were already ahead 20 points. And I think that is what, you know, Geeting's got the steal with 45 or 47 seconds left in the game, and he took a risk. He covered a lot of ground to get the steal rather than playing it safe. And that enabled us to get the lead, the first lead with, you know, seconds left in the game, less than a minute. And that's what sticks with me the most. We did our assigned part. We did what we were supposed to do. We played within ourselves.
They bring it down, three-pointers up, and no good. 2 seconds, 1 second, yeah. 1 second.
They're going to go to the line.
Nathan,
we are going to win this thing. They will play for the state championship on Saturday night.
After that 24th win, it seemed like the pressure came off before the state championship game, which the Eagles, much like they did in the majority of 1990, won handily.
My wife and I watched the state championship again last winter, and the amazing thing to me was listening to the commentary that, you know, we shot 60% from the field in that particular game. And, I mean, it was like a relaxing experience after the whole Western game. It really was. I never thought it was going to be that way because, you know, they had Jason Mecklenburg at 6'9", and he was an excellent player. But he got his points, and we played behind him. We didn't front him. We played behind him, and when he got the ball inside, he turned and shot every time, and he either made or missed. But when he missed, he never got a second shot, and us on the other hand shooting 60%. So it we pretty much took care of their outside game. They had one good outside shooter too, but we pretty much neutralized him, and so I think that was the reason why we were able to win it rather easily.
The final score, Pella Christian 60, Western Christian 57.
Pella Christian coming in rated number 1 by Associated Press, number 2 by the Des Moines Register. Forest City rated number 3 by the Register, number 5 by Associated Press. The only time the Indians have lost this year, to Mason City, a 3A team, by a score of 80-66. The Forest City at 23-1, Pella Christian at 24-0.
The 25-0 record still stands out to the Pella Christian Eagles coaches, players, and fans 30 years later. And it's partially why they're all coming back together this week. The other reason? A special documentary called Soar Mighty Eagles is highlighting the best moments and recounting in depth what made 1990 so special.
Have you ever experienced a moment in time that was just perfect? A moment so perfect that it stays with you forever. Everything about it you remember. 30 years ago, this team, this school, this community got to experience a moment in time. And it was absolutely perfect.
These kids have been talking about this, some of them say since sixth grade. I think they were all seventh graders in 84 when we got to the sub-state.
Oh, you wouldn't realize what it is every day at practice to coach this group of young men. It's a coach's dream.
Pass over to DeBrine. DeBrine shoots a long shot. Scores! And the ball game is over as Bella Christian wins 100-53.
Well, Marv, I think we just saw history in the making.
One of the biggest reasons why the run was so memorable, according to Steve DeBrine and Jerry Nickel, was the community response.
The community, for sure the community. That's something that you just don't experience hardly ever, quite frankly. Getting on that bus together as a team, coming back to Pella, seeing the crowd, greet you in Pella, going to school and having a special celebration. But at the end of the day, it was really about the community. And 30 years later, we all remember each other. We remember the practices, remember spending our time together, winning the games. But really the things that I think if you talk to any of us guys, as we've kind of spoke together, what we really remember is just the community atmosphere that was surrounding that moment and that whole year, quite frankly. What really made the special was the community around. I mean, even my kids will watch the video of the games. They said, guys, or they said, Dad, that many people actually came to your basketball games? You know, it's just things like that that really did make that year special.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. You know, I think it was good for the entire community. And I know a lot of people were excited. You know, the traveling to and from the game, the three games at Vets, you know, there were like car caravans, and I know when we came home from the championship game, our bus was picked up in Monroe already, and it was a full caravan all the way back into town, and it was late at night because we had played the first game of Saturday night, and then by the time you get done with all the festivities and get showered and everything loaded back up, you know, we probably never got back to town till 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then we went over to the high school and had a big celebration. So, you know, yeah, the community did back us well. And you know, the local newspaper, the radio station, and all of that was excellent.
What else excites then-sophomore in 1992 Mr. Iowa Basketball Eric Pothoven is the success the program has had since then, with two more state titles and 13 additional state appearances, with 25 total state tournament wins, the eighth most ever in Iowa basketball history.
I really think, you know, before actually something like that happens, there's always questions, right? Like, why can we not get there? Why haven't we got there before? Once you break down that door and you know, you get to the state tournament the first time, you ultimately win a championship. I think, you know, certainly for me in the couple of years after that, you know, it became kind of like an expectation of what we could do and what we should do. And no longer was it really a question of, you know, can we do this? But we knew we could do it. And I think once you do that and you see the results that happened the next couple of years, and, you know, a couple more championships after that, and obviously, you know, a continued run of great success they have had, like you said, over the last 30 years, I think a lot of that does start with that 90 team and just, you know, getting over that hurdle and proving what we can do as a school and as a, you know, as a basketball team and a program. And the fact that they have continued that for this long of a period of time, I think is, you know, certainly amazing. And hopefully that 90 team, you know, has had a lot to do with that and kind of making all that possible.
The connection back to Eagle Lane is personal for Mark Van Gorp, whose son Josh is on the current Eagles, who have aspirations of getting back to state, and daughter Allison, an all-conference post player last winter.
I really do believe it did start back in 1990. It got a new enthusiasm. It got a new attitude of, instead of why us, like why not us? And I think that's just good for all of our high school students of Paul Christian to understand in the world we live in, like, you know, this why not us? You know, we can do it, work hard. If it works out, great. And if not, no matter what it is, basketball or anything else, you know, you go on and look for the next challenge. And I see that now in Joshua, and I also see that in my daughter, Allison, who was a junior playing. So when I get to go to a basketball game tonight, I get to watch my daughter first, who plays on the varsity team, and then I get to watch Josh after that. And I think they've both picked up that it's just the whole team thing. They bond with their team so well. And Allison and her friends bond. They laugh. They're having a tough season as far as record win-loss. But their attitude, they still want to play every game. They still play really hard. And they're just learning a lot of great life lessons.
Oh, will enable Jerry Nichol to get most of his reserves into the lineup. And here they come. Number 45, Greg Eakoff comes in. Also in the lineup. Number 50, as you see, Geedings, 55, 53, Van Gorp come out behind them. The guy you can't see very well, outstanding guard in Troy Vandermullen. Behind him, Eric Hothoven.
Well, Geedings, I thought, set the dinner table there early for this ball club, too, as you see him celebrating over the bench, because he had a strong first quarter, rebounding and scoring.
Seems like he rebounded well throughout the ball game. As you look at Jerry Nichol and his assistants celebrating a big, big victory.
Well, he's been consistent talking about getting rebounds, and he had 6 and 8 in the first two games, and now he's got 9 in this championship game.
Knudsen rebounds, and with a foul is Klein. Klein picking up the foul. I wonder if he didn't foul just so he could get the curtain call, or more importantly, get his teammate who was sitting at the scorer's table a chance to play in the final minute of the state title game.
Right, boy, there's joy for you. What a great feeling that is. Come here with a purpose, get the job done. And I know from the standpoint, as a sophomore, we were 35-0 going into the championship game and didn't win. It was still a great accomplishment. But for Pella Christian to go undefeated and win it, that's just something special.
For the whole group, they are hopeful the Kern Eagles can make their own run at state glory, 30 years after the greatest season in program history.
As much as I remember the 1990 season, and as it's such a big part of me, it played a really big role in my life, just as far as what it means to be part of a team, to work together, to set a common goal, and not be afraid, you know, if that doesn't work out, it's okay, but go for it at all costs. Coach Nichol told us, you know, we're in the state tournament, three more games, you know, when we hadn't won any games in the state tournament yet. And, you know, that kind of confidence, that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of leadership sticks with me. But now to see my son, Josh, who's a senior, on a great team, teammates that he's played with since fourth grade, that's really special too. I want so bad for this class of 2020, 2021 to get to the state tournament and win a state championship. They have so much talent, and they are such a great bunch of senior boys. They are polite, and they are kind, and they are hardworking, and they're funny, and it almost brings a tear to my eye. I want them to win a state championship so badly so they can have the same joy that we did. And yeah, it would make me so happy for Joshua and his teammates if that could happen. So that's what we're really hoping for.
Once again, the documentary Soar Mighty Eagles will be shown this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at Pella Christian High School.
Fired up.
Not this time, man. The ball game comes to a close. And Pella Christian leads not all the way, but most of the way. Really turns it on in the second half as Jerry Nichol and Bob Homer congratulate each other. Pella Christian, the champs in 2A.
For KNIA KRLS Sports and this look at the 1990 Pella Christian Eagles, I'm Andrew Schneider.